This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have begun entering Kabul from all sides, according to reports quoting Afghan government officials and eyewitnesses. This follows a week of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, who have been largely met with surrender or retreat by Afghan forces. VOA's Aisha Tanzim in Kabul says there was a panic on the streets as news broke out that the Taliban had entered the city. They were only on the outskirts, but people in government offices began to evacuate. A VOA Afghan service reporter was in the passport office when everyone was told to leave immediately and go home. Traffic on the streets of Kabul became crazy as people scrambled to get home or to their families. By early afternoon, Taliban spokesmen announced they were not entering Kabul forcefully and wanted a peaceful transfer of power. They announced a general amnesty for all and said there will be no revenge killing. Meanwhile, U.S. helicopters are reported to have landed at the American embassy in Kabul. And President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Matin Bek, tweeted, "Don't panic. Kabul is safe." A Russian foreign ministry official told Russian news agencies Sunday that Moscow is working with other countries to hold an emergency UN Security Council meeting on Afghanistan. Russia is one of five permanent members of the UN Security Council, along with the United States, Britain, France, and China. And more than 1,200 Afghans under a special immigrant visa program have undergone processing at Fort Lee, Virginia, since President Biden announced the U.S. troops would leave Afghanistan by August 31st. The agency says it has plans to evacuate some 20,000 other Afghans whose applications for visas have yet to be approved. VOA News. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake on Saturday. Haiti's Civilian Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured from the quake and more remain missing in widespread damage. The initial quake struck around 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government was mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He has declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. And the White House said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed Saturday morning about the Haiti quake. President Biden said in a statement he is saddened by the devastating earthquake. He noted it is already a challenging time for the people of Haiti, referring to the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moise. Biden said he and the vice president, quote, send our deepest condolences to all those who lost a loved one or saw their homes and businesses destroyed. And he said the United States remains a close and enduring friend to the people of Haiti. The Ivory Coast has confirmed its first case of the Ebola hemorrhagic virus in 25 years, according to the health minister and the World Health Organization on Saturday. Health Minister Pierre Dimba said on national television it was an isolated case of an 18-year-old girl who traveled from neighboring Guinea. The World Health Organization said in a statement that Ivory Coast confirmed the country's first case of Ebola since 1994. Guinea is the site of the deadliest Ebola outbreak on record. More than 11,000 people died in the outbreak from 2014 to 2016. Guinea experienced a four-month Ebola outbreak earlier this year. It was declared over in June. Guinea early this week confirmed a first case of Marburg virus in Western Africa. Marburg virus disease is a highly infectious hemorrhagic fever similar to Ebola. The WHO said there was no indication the current case in Ivory Coast is linked to the outbreak in Guinea earlier this year. A second young woman abducted 7 years ago from the Nigerian town of Chibok by Boko Haram militants was freed this week. According to the Borno state governor, the army handed over Hassana Adamu along with her two children to Governor Babagana Zulum on Saturday, a week after his office announced that another of the victims had been freed and reunited with her parents. Photos shared by his office showed a young woman in a pink striped hijab speaking to the governor with her two small children. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.